Good afternoon, Ben. This December 6th, 1976, I'm taping Ben Baker, who is 13 years old and the son of Ann and Robert Baker. He lives in an old house on the which his family have built by taking parts of one old house and parts of another and putting them together. It's on the Drift Road, north of the Hicks Bridge Road, in a beautiful location down a long lane which runs to the east. To get to Ben's house, one must cross a little bridge. The home is large. Ben, how do you like living out in the country in such a beautiful old house, so far away from neighbors?
It's nicer. Lots of things to do in the woods.
What kinds of things do you do in the woods?
Oh, walking around, cutting down grapevines.
Yes, could you speak a little bit louder?
Yeah.
All right, cutting down grapevines. You help clear the land then around your place?
Well, just keep the growth down.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because if it gets too much, all the trees will strangle.
Yes. That's our problem, you can see that. What other things do you do around the property?
Well, next summer I hope to be helping shingling our new barn.
That's great. How are you going to learn to shingle?
Well, I already know how to shingle.
You do? Have you done some shingling already?
Yeah.
What did you shingle?
Helped to shingle a barn over in Fayette.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, little odds and ends.
Mm-hmm. Is it very hard?
Oh,
no. No? Do you have to be awfully careful about putting them straight and so on?
Well, really the best thing is a piece of wood about 1 inch high and about 1/4 inch wide.
Mm-hmm.
And you nail it up on the wall, right where you want the bottom of the shingle. So you put the shingle on and nail it. You have to make sure that none of the lines come together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If that happens, the water's going to go inside.
Yes. Yes. They have to overlap then so that the water doesn't get in. Mm-hmm. I don't know many people your age who've done some shingling, but maybe there have been others. Where do you go to school?
Westport Middle School.
Westport Middle School. How do you get there?
I walk up my driveway and wait for the bus. The bus takes me.
Mm-hmm. It's quite a walk in bad weather, isn't it? When it's really snowy, do you walk it or does your mother help you?
I got myself trained so I can, in good days, I can get up in about 4 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
In the daylight, when it snows about a foot deep, it takes me 7 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
7 or 8.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then how you got home on the school bus, too?
Yeah, school bus brings me home and I walk down the driveway.
Yes. Do you like school?
Yeah. It's fun.
Mm-hmm. What do you like especially about it?
I guess the learning. A couple of years ago, if you'd asked me the same question, I probably would have said art or gym or something like that. But about a year ago, I said to myself, I've got to learn this, so why not learn it and get good grades?
Mm-hmm.
Better than have a teacher try and force you to learn.
Yes. That's a good idea. And then you get more fun out of it that way?
Yeah.
Do you have subjects, different subjects? What are you taking now? What subjects do you have?
Well, all the basics.
Mm-hmm. What are they?
Math, language, social studies, reading.
Ben's counting on his fingers now, so he'd be sure to include them all. And then do you have GM, I suppose, sports and things like that? Mm-hmm. You have art?
Science and art.
Mm-hmm. Is there any one of those that you enjoy more than you do any of the others?
I like science and social studies and math.
I suppose you've already decided what you want to be when you grow up.
Well, I'll probably end up as a woodworker, part-time mechanic, something like that. Some two subjects that don't match at all.
Yeah, following your father's footsteps or something like that.
Well, I'm definitely going to get into boats. And then I really like working with engines and stuff like that.
Engineering and so on.
Well, more like motors.
Motors.
Car engines. Lawnmower engines and stuff like that.
Do you want to go to college?
Yeah, I'm not sure which college yet. But
no.
I'd like to.
Yes. Be a mistake, wouldn't it, to decide so soon about college, I think. I mean, people change their minds over and over again about that.
Yeah, but I'm almost sure I'm going to end up going to college.
Yes.
I mean, my father's already got a college fund started.
That's a good idea. What do you do for fun? You work, you help around clipping and shingling and thinning out
overbrush
and all that overgrowth. What sports and games? Let's take sports first. Do you like any sports?
Yeah, tennis and ice skating.
Ice skating. You like swimming?
Yeah, I like the swim.
But not as well as ice skate.
No.
No.
I prefer ice skating.
And games, playing games. Do you like any games that you play on boards, like things you do at the house cards and things like that, or team games?
Well, it probably ends by being cards and Monopoly.
Monopoly.
Monopoly's an old favorite.
And what about old basketball and baseball?
Well, not basketball.
And things like that. Not so much for team games.
Yeah, they're rough sports.
No.
I wasn't built for rough sports.
No. Well, that's, lots of people aren't. Do you have any special hobbies, like collecting anything?
Yeah.
What do you collect?
Well, I like to build model airplanes. The old-fashioned World War I. The previous. I try and collect stamps and coins.
Sometimes those are hobbies that become quite expensive, aren't they? Or do they?
Oh, not really. I just sort of, whenever I see a nice looking stamp, I find an old one. This is my grandmother, Mary Howe Baker, gave me a great big box of stamps.
Oh.
But she died before I ever really could start to remember her. But
you know, she was a very good friend of mine. I enjoyed her very much. And I know your uncle, Hartley Howe, very well, and Rosella Howe.
That was the first time I came here.
Last summer sometime. Do you have any special friends? People you like better than any of the other people you play with?
Yeah, probably Chris.
Chris?
How?
He's great, isn't he?
Yeah, he's my favorite friend. He's really fun to play with.
Yes. Anyone here in Westport? Anybody at school?
Well, I don't think I ever find anybody at our school.
No. Why do you think that is?
Well, they're all rough. They all think they're so tough and everything, and they all think that if you get ahead in class, there's something wrong with you.
That's a very interesting thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
That a person who succeeds isn't popular often. Well, I know, I understand that, because I've known people to whom that happened, and it was, you have to be very independent.
Yeah, since Einstein first came to the country, he had all sorts of trouble with the immigration officers and everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I remember about it.
Yeah. Well?
Last year in school, we did a thing where they showed us, they told us some of his background, like, these different people. Because it seemed he was Jewish, and he was born in such a such a time. They showed him the outline of his head,
mm-hmm.
and what you thought of him.
Mm-hmm.
And for Einstein, everybody said, oh, he's a thief, he's dumb, he didn't go to college.
Mm-hmm.
And then, who was the ambassador of, oh, I can't remember who it was. It was a foreign office. I can't remember who it was. But everybody all said it. He didn't go to college. They had really rotten thoughts about almost everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And then they showed us what they really looked like. It's almost scary.
Yeah. Of course, Einstein was the greatest mathematician.
We've ever known, wasn't he?
Yeah,
today in school, I was thinking about, man, if we had Einstein teaching math in our school, we'd go through so many chalkboards.
Yes.
They'd take it down, put shellac on it, put it in the closet.
Yes.
That would be 7 chalkboards a day.
Yes. At least.
Yeah,
but I don't suppose he'd be able to do it, because most of the students wouldn't understand, would they? I just wonder. I don't know enough about Einstein to know how good a teacher he was. You know, I know he was brilliant in his own work, but whether he could, I just don't know whether he was a good teacher or not.
The only picture of Einstein, only 2 pictures I can ever remember of Einstein. One of them is his portrait that I saw in a workbook a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
The other one was a picture of Einstein standing there,
mm-hmm.
standing to the left of a chalkboard where the men were unscrewing it.
Mm-hmm.
Another man was spraying some shellac on it.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
Yeah, the only thought I can ever think of that picture that thought really amazed me is what happened if the shellac would have run. You know, they'd be out some great history.
Yes. Some great mathematical discovery would be lost.
It wasn't neat at all on the chalkboard. It was just one here, one
mm-hmm.
here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's just that thought of a guy hastily scribbling down as he's explaining.
Yes.
Getting really excited.
Yes. Yes. Well, do you have any? Do you like your teacher? How do you like? What do you think of your teachers?
Most of them are pretty good.
They are.
Yeah,
they make you interested in your work?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one of them I can really say I have anything against. That's my reading teacher. And I liked her a lot, but my father went to my open house the other day, and he was telling me about how she acted.
Mm-hmm.
And he made it sound like, she acted like a block of ice.
Oh, really?
Almost exactly how
stiff.
She did it.
Stiff.
Mm-hmm. Sort of like a door that you can't get open.
Mm-hmm.
Can't get any information over.
No. Was your father trying to find out how well you were doing in English or something like that?
Reading.
Just both reading?
Mm-hmm. Just asking me about how I was doing.
You like to read?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of things do you read?
Well, I like the Hardy Boys mysteries and the
mm-hmm.
Happy Hollister
mm-hmm.
mystery books, adventure books.
Mm-hmm.
Exciting stuff.
Do you like reading about animals? Do you like animals? Do you have
yeah.
pets and things?
Well, we have 2 dogs.
2 dogs.
Mm-hmm. Looks like they're on the way to their shots right now.
Yeah.
But
what kinds of dogs are they?
They're Black Labrador and Golden Retriever mix.
Oh. That must be interesting.
Yeah,
they're big dogs.
Mm. Well, they're only puppies right now.
Oh, they are.
But they're black.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a cat, a tiger cat.
Mm-hmm.
Last summer he got himself put over, so we had to take him to the doctor, and he had to have his tail amputated.
Oh, poor thing. So now he's like a Manx. There's a kind of cat called a Manx cat,
yeah.
you know, without any tail. So now he looks like a Manx cat, I guess.
Have you ever seen Penny's Cat? Penny's Baker's Cat?
No.
It's called Max. It's a Manx.
Oh.
She found him.
Oh, she did?
He was really skinny. That was really fat. Thick fur. It's a really nice cat. He's orange and white.
Yeah. Does Penny live near you?
No, she lives over in Penny.
That's what I thought.
That's the barn.
She and her mother at first had the yarn shop.
P.S. Yarn.
So P.S.
And there's also a P.S. Yarn, a P.S. 2 out on Nantucket, which her mother is running.
Do you go over to Peyton Aaron very often?
Well, not very often now, but when I... I used to quite often. That's not as much anymore. I like going out to Nantucket, but it's really nice out there.
Yes, isn't it beautiful? Do you sail? Have you sailed a lot?
Yeah, I have a sailboat. I have a boat my father designed.
It's not a Sprite.
No, a paddle duck.
A paddle duck?
Yeah, we also have a Sprite. That's a family boat.
It is?
Paddle duck mine.
One of my friends came up from New Jersey, and after your father had designed the Sprite, she bought a Sprite and took it up to the St. Lawrence River where she sailed it. And she liked it very much. They sailed it so much they practically wore it out.
Yeah, the good thing about those boats is it's really hard to capsize.
Yeah.
It won't capsize, it'll swamp first. It's so wide.
Have you learned very much about navigation from your father and all?
Well, I haven't learned too much about navigation, but if I make it into Tabor next year, I'm going to take Oceanography. Yes, oceanography.
Yes.
And I'm going to, well, it's all about navigation and everything. And I'd be really good to learn that stuff.
Yes, if you make good grades, I don't have a doubt in the world of what you'll get into Tabor.
Yeah.
Do you know Richard Earle here?
Richard Earle?
No. He's a fisherman. He graduated from Tabor, and then he taught in the Air Force, taught a lot of science and so on. Then he decided he wanted to come back home to Westport. He got he got ulcers, and he was worried about his job. I mean, he spent so much time doing all this that he decided to just come back to Westport and be a lobster fisherman. And he has a big lobster boat and goes out for several days. He goes out to the 200-mile limit, out to the edge of the what do you call it? Anyhow. And catches lots of lobster. In the winter, he doesn't do too much. He rests and mends his nets and so on. I guess that's what most lobster fishermen do.
Well, a lot of times they put a lot of money into their boats.
Oh, yes. His boat was very expensive. They cost, $100,000 or $150,000.
I was in the Whaling Museum the other day, and they have a small plaque.
Yeah.
And it's a comical plaque.
Mm-hmm.
What it says is a boat is a hole in the water with wooden sides into which you pour money. I've seen that several times.
Yes. That's a very good...
And another one that I've seen, if the good Lord had wanted us to have fiberglass boats, he would have given us fiberglass trees. That one's my favorite.
Yes. Well, I know a story about boats, expensive boats, and that was asked of a very rich man who, how much does it cost to have a large yacht? And the rich man replied, if you have to ask the price of the yacht, you can't afford it. Meaning it costs so much to maintain.
Yeah.
If money isn't a problem at all, you just shouldn't even get into it. And that's a big boat.
That was a problem with my father's yacht, Kelly. Even a boat, 83.3 feet long.
That's a big boat.
Yeah.
Very large.
And it was all varnished decks.
Mm-hmm.
White hull.
Mm-hmm. And that, he designed that.
No.
No, he bought it.
He bought it and sunk. It sunk three times.
Mm-hmm.
It's been iced over.
Mm-hmm.
Once when it was sunken.
Mm-hmm.
And he brought it up. He bought it. He had lots of fun with it though. He had to completely restore it.
Mm.
And
so he got it for free, really, didn't he? Because he rescued it?
He had to buy it.
Oh, he had to buy it.
Because the guy was going to bring it up. And
I see. Mm-hmm.
The guy was going to cut the deck house off and put something weird looking on it.
Mm-hmm.
Not what it was supposed to look like. But down in the hold, he found all the mahogany that was supposed to go up in the forward lounge.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all... I've forgotten what was up there. Like the cheap panel that you see around.
Mm-hmm.
So they took all of that out and put in all the good panel and mahogany.
Mm-hmm.
There was a table in that we never got it out, still in the boat.
Mm.
Because it must have been built in the boat.
Yes. What happened to the boat eventually? Did your father find it was so expensive to keep up?
Well,
it took so much time.
Yeah, by the time you finish going around the deck once with the varnish,
mm-hmm.
you have to start all over again.
Yes.
My father was telling me about a friend of his once when his friend was trying to varnish the deck of his boat. His little boy was playing with the fire extinguisher downstairs
mm-hmm.
at the bottom of the companionway to get up to the deck.
Mm-hmm.
And, he dropped a nut down it,
mm-hmm.
and it somehow it set it off. All the big white mist went up and settled on the wet varnish.
Oh.
He had to take it all off and do it all over again.
Horrible.
Yeah.
And taking varnish off is no easy matter, is it? It's just terrible. It's a long, hard.
My boat, I never got it in the water this year because just was so hard getting all the varnish off the seats.
Mm-hmm. What is your boat called again?
A puddle duck.
Puddle duck, and it's wood?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you have to varnish it every year?
Yeah, it's painted a nice deep green on the outside.
Mm-hmm. How many people does it hold?
Well, it would hold, in an emergency, it could hold 1, 2, 3, 4. It could easily hold 6.
It really could?
If it was an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
6 people my age.
Yes.
And if it were grown-ups, 4, 5.
Mm-hmm. Really? That's a pretty big boat. How long is it?
8 feet long.
So they'd be pretty crowded.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, when it's comfortable to sail, how big is it? 2?
To sail it,
mm-hmm.
when it's comfortable, 1.
One sails it comfortably.
Oh, yeah, because there's oars that take up a lot of space.
Uh-huh.
And getting both people to get back and forth each time is a lot of work.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, if you just take one person, my father really likes it. He has one of his own that he sails around in a lot. Really funny, he doesn't sit up on his seats.
Mm-hmm.
He sits down at the bottom of the boat.
Mm-hmm.
And he can really sail that boat really well.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's a very good sailor.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, does your mother like to sail?
Yeah, she likes boats too.
Mm-hmm.
Old houses.
She's a great one to fix up, redesign, and
yeah,
so on. And that's her business, isn't
it?
Yeah,
we bought our house. We bought a great big chunk of house. It had, and at first, I thought my mother and father were thinking, oh, what a mistake. Because all the floors, they pull up linoleum, there's nothing but plywood.
Mm-hmm.
And so they said, the heck with it. They pulled up all the plywood. You know what was underneath it?
What?
All the original flooring.
Oh, what a relief.
And it was all in perfect condition.
Oh, dear. Aren't people foolish? Think of that beautiful, those beautiful boards covered up over with plywood and so on.
Yeah, and all the ceilings were all that plastic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And one fireplace in my sister's room, the bricks were painted all stained red and white. Oh, I can definitely remember that. That was horrible.
Yes.
My sister's chimney is still blocked up.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. No sense taking all the heat out of the house, too.
No. I don't use all the fireplaces of mine in very cold in this house. Although they're not blocked up, this fireplace here is so near the thermostat that if it's the damper isn't closed, all the heat from the furnace goes up the chimney, and I just don't use it. I use the others further away.
Something you can do if you have a damper, and then what do you use for dampers most of the time?
Well, the dampers are built in. They're iron.
Yeah. Another thing that my father does in our house, because most of them weren't built in, mm-hmm. but it was kind of too late to build them in.
Mm-hmm.
He did a piece of styrofoam
mm-hmm.
and he cut it
mm-hmm.
just right.
Mm-hmm.
And angled the pieces. If there's no damper, you just hold it like that and it floats up.
Oh.
Because of the draft.
Yeah.
You can really see the draft.
Uh huh.
That holds it up there.
Yes.
And it really keeps a lot of heat where it belongs.
Yes. But do you have to, every time you build a fire, does it burn up or anything?
You take it out.
You take it out. You can reach up and take it out.
Yeah.
It doesn't float up so far that you can't reach it.
Most of them, like one of us was supposed to have a damper, but it wasn't there anymore. There was a bar across the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Float it up and it sticks on the bar.
Mm-hmm.
But we make it so that it's that way you can reach it.
Yeah. That's very smart. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it works well.
Mm-hmm. Well, and so, do you find animals in the woods? You say you go out and enjoy going in the woods a lot.
Yeah, there's lots of squirrel and stuff like that, blue jays, and we had ducks once, but we never saw them again.
Hmm. I think you have, I know when I saw your house, once you had such a pretty garden, flower garden.
Yeah.
Do you still have, of course not now, it isn't, but
no.
Last summer did you have a nice flower garden?
Yeah, my mother keeps the flower gardens really nice.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a plum tree out in the front yard, which my... We were going to give my father an apple tree for his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have any.
Mm-hmm.
So I gave him a plum tree.
Mm-hmm. They're beautiful.
Instead.
Mm-hmm.
Until we could get the... My mother, she didn't try them. She chose one that didn't look like it was doing too well.
Mm-hmm.
Just until we could get the apple tree.
Mm-hmm.
Got a really nice looking apple tree. Planted it. Planted the plum tree. The plum tree now looks beautiful. It blooms every year. It's never any fruit on it though.
No.
But the apple tree isn't doing very well at all.
Mm. I wonder why the plum tree doesn't have fruit. You know, the peach tree, we have a peach tree, but we only have one. And I was told finally, at long last, that if you don't have two peach trees, they won't ripen. It has fruit, but it never ripens.
Yeah, one of ours ripened once.
Mm-hmm.
On my father's birthday, the morning of my father's birthday, my mother went out there and she thought someone had tied a plastic one on.
Uh-huh.
Because it was just perfect.
Uh-huh.
My mother, she went up and she said, oh. She just went up to rip it off.
Yes.
It was real.
Oh, I think that's wonderful.
And so she took it and gave it to my father for
his
birthday.
Yes. Lovely. Have you done much traveling?
Well, I could say I've done my share. I was born out in California.
You were born in California?
Berkeley, California.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty long distance.
Right across the bay from San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, went back to Rhode Island.
Mm-hmm.
And my father and mother bought the boat and fixed it up. And we sailed it down to sailed it down to the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you did?
Yeah. Took it down to the Bahamas.
How old were you then?
Just
a baby, or do you remember it?
One.
Do you remember it at all? Not many people remember things when they're 1 year old. No.
I can remember a few things, like I can remember once I almost fell over the edge.
Okay.
Things like that.
Uh-huh.
I can remember having a dream when I was a kid that I fell off the edge. My father never noticed it.
Oh.
Not till a couple of days later. He woke up, hey, where's Ben?
And Ben was down in the drink. Well.
He showed it down there. My sister was born in the Bahamas.
She was? How long did you stay down there?
Oh, a month.
Mm-hmm.
And I was two at that age,
mm-hmm.
that time.
Mm-hmm.
Then we sailed back up here, up to Rhode Island,
mm-hmm.
and bought the house my father's mother.
Mm-hmm.
And we stayed there for 5 years. And during that time, my father and mother bought the house we live in now,
mm-hmm.
and we're fixing it up.
Mm-hmm. I think it's about the most beautiful house. I think that the work your mother does is wonderful.
Yeah,
of course, your father's a marvelous craftsman. He's just superb. There's a chair in our living room here which nobody could have fixed up. It's in the other room. But which he, when he was very young, it took him forever because he really didn't want to do it. But his mother, Mary Howe Baker, because she was my friend, he agreed to fix the leg of this old chair I had. So we did it. And he did it, of course, beautifully, because everything he does is, every craftsman-like thing he does is wonderful.
I've been as far north as Victoria.
Oh, you have?
In Canada.
In Canada? Well, you've done an awful lot of traveling then.
Well, about 3 years ago, we flew across, my mother, in the beginning of the year, not that far, the beginning, about June,
mm-hmm.
drove down, all down through Tennessee, and down, a lot down in Mexico,
mm-hmm.
then up the coast of California, and was waiting for us in Berkeley.
Mm-hmm.
And so we flew out to Berkeley, California, and drove around a while out there, and then drove back here.
Mm-hmm.
And about a week after we got back, my mother's bus, froze. The engine froze up.
Oh.
I was lucky it was when we got back, though.
Yes, it certainly was.
And I've been up to, far most I've been in the United States is Mount Desert,
mm-hmm.
in Maine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Lovely there. Beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it beautiful?
We were up there in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful up there.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've traveled a great deal, I would say, for a person your age, all over the United States practically, it seems to me, but I guess you haven't been. I'm going to turn the heat up a minute. I don't think you've been down south, have you, except
no.
in California.
Well, no, I wasn't that far south.
Oh, you weren't?
San Francisco.
Oh, that's the northern part. Mm-hmm. You weren't really south.
No.
So most of your traveling is in the south.
Mm-hmm.
North. I'm in the north. Yeah.
No, all of us in the north. Except when we went down to the Bahamas.
Yeah.
That was the
right
part.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
I got to go to the hospital when I was born and
drive
past it.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm. It was fun.
Uh-huh.
I like traveling. Every now and then I get itchy feet.
Mm-hmm.
Problem is it always comes about in the middle of winter.
Yeah. Well, every in the middle of every winter, don't you want to go someplace nice and warm?
Yeah. Like right about now, everybody's wishing that the snow stayed. And we had snow this deep.
Yeah.
We have snow this deep. Everybody's wishing that the sun had stayed. And
yes, I know.
We could go swimming.
Mm-hmm.
You know, during the summer, everybody wishes they could go sledding.
Yes.
And skating. During the winter, everybody wishes they could go swimming.
Swimming. Sunbathing. So on. Mm-hmm. Sailing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Tell me, what do you like best about living in Westport? Or is there anything you like best?
Well, I don't know. I'd say probably living so close to the water.
Mm-hmm.
And in the woods.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I've been living near or on water all my life.
Yeah. Well, Westport's practically just a whole bit batch of little inlets and rivers and water. That's almost all it is. the dust, if you look at the map, really look at the map close of Westport, have you noticed how dust, how many little tiny brooks there are everywhere?
Yeah.
Well, now, if you could change anything in Westport, you wouldn't change all these brooks and rivers and water. What would you change?
Well, I'd make the speed limit on 88 down to about 40. And open up Kirby Road.
Tell me why you'd open Kirby Road, so it would be easier to get across from...
Drift Road? But it's, I feel really sympathetic for people on bicycles.
Yes.
Which I'm more of now.
Yes.
It takes much longer to go from Novichok Orchard to Central Village by going all the way around and up the big hill. Than it would be if you could go up...
What would you change?
Well, I think I'd limit the number of houses. Like, for instance, say there's 10 houses right now. I'd limit the total number of houses in Westport to be about 12. Because
the proportion, you'd only want...
I'd want as few as possible, so it'd be more woods.
Open space, leave more open space. Have you any idea at all? I mean, everybody's thought about how we could limit the number of houses and the number of people. Have you ever given them any thought about how we might?
Well, if you could, for instance, keep people from moving in. Just Westport's too crowded, sorry.
Yes.
Not let anybody move in. And,
You know, you can't do that, though. You can't say to people who want to move in that there is a lot of open space. You know, I mean, there are lots for sale. People who own empty, you know, land put it up for sale. So you can't tell the people who want to buy it.
Then you could easily limit the number of houses to each development.
That's the thing.
And make a law that states that all houses... They can't be the modern tech jobs. They can be built with 2x4 and things like that. I am strongly against them, but they can't be...
Well, they can't be too close together. You'd have to have a certain size lot.
Also, have them look, well, old-fashioned, but not try and imitate it too closely.
No. Not try to be... try to have them be good looking, whatever they are.
Strict disposal laws. Because our brook goes right through Holly Heights. And somebody up there has a washing machine that dumps junk in our brook. So we get, every now and then we get a big pile of foam. Comes down the river.